Good morning. This is my first time to stand in a platform of UK churches, and I hope we will understand each other. Okay. The message today is I really want to bring to you what is happening in our country, or you may know me for a little 45 minutes. Pastor Dave, I asked him how many time allowed to speak here. He said 30. Oh my God. And he said up to 45. Yeah, that is maximum. Okay, so it is a wonderful thing for me to be here again. I'm here last 2016, and I attended the Jay Jones. Yeah, Jay Jones speak here, and he is very lovely speaker. And I saw the name of your church, Jubilee Church. Wow, you know, there is one time in my life that this word really gave me a remarkable moment in my serving to God. December 2014, in the late part of December, God spoke to me and he said to me, "This is your Jubilee year." Oh my God. And I understand that Jubilee means freedom in everything. And then the coming 2015, I was being selected to be the chairman of the missions in our district. And I have one church, assigned church that I directly managing, and I have my own ministry in our town with a house church composed of 8 people. And that year, they chose me as the chairman of mission, and they passed me to another church. It is the mission church. So on that year, I got 3 churches to manage: house church, mission church, and assigned church. And I asked God, "God, you said to me this is my Jubilee year. What happened? So I got 3 churches to manage." You know, I'm not complaining. I'm not rejecting them. I just pointing out what God has told me, that this is my Jubilee year. And it's different way. I had three churches to manage. But April come, my lovely sister came in our country, and she visited me in my assigned church. She attended like this. And then after our service, we called the meeting service. Now, here you call it meeting. You know. So after the service, Andy Philip, who knows Andy Philip? Oh, yeah. Okay, so text her. And he said, "Find ways to help." Oh, wow. It's beautiful. He said, "Oh, my pastor said, find ways to help." Okay. I bring her to the mission church, and I bring her to the house church because they need help. The assigned church is already established, and these 2 churches need help. So I brought her in a mission church and the house church. You know, our house church composed of 8 people, 8 to 15 people, and we are in a different denomination. there is Baptist, there is Unida, there is a full gospel. So we are composed of different denomination that want to kill everyone, each and everyone. You know, they don't want to be with them and with us. So we are doing this house church, and this house church produces much more ministries than the two church. Hello, are you with me? Yeah. So we produce jail ministry. We produce school children ministry. We produce a lot of home Bible studies. But the two now, it remains slip. Why? The mission church had no fund. The assigned church, you cannot just do anything without the permission of the higher people. And when they knew what you are doing without knowing them, oh, you're in danger. So that's why we produce much more ministries in this we call it non-denominational. No, this church is a freedom church. No boundaries. We can do anything what we want. To what God is telling to us, we do it. And now, by April, my sister said to me there, and then the next year, April, somebody invite me to come in UK. And that is the time that all churches in my responsibility is ended. And that is my Jubilee year. Come. Hello. So, I come here to the UK because of Odyssey. You know, the main problem that I have when I come here, I said to myself, how can I express myself in English? That is my main problem. Now, when I came here, when I came to the church in Odyssey, I was astonished. My problem added another problem. Because the people there are talking with me, I cannot understand them. I said to myself, are they speaking English? See, why cannot understand them? Oh, there is one person that come to me and make conversation to me, and I understand him. It's Jess Horton. Jess Horton, yeah. Why this fellow? I understand. The other, I did not understand. Oh, I see now the problem. They speak so fast. How can I understand them? My mind needed to understand first the English and then convert it to Tagalog and then speak. That's why I need time. Hallelujah. But God helped me. I survived, you know. Hallelujah. So, you know, people are saying so much item or things in our life. But here, in this story that I will share to you, is really a story of all of us Christian. Look, the person behind you, is that Christian? Is he a Christian? What do you think? Is he a Christian? Hallelujah. Or is she a Christian? Let us see. So, let us go to our text. Yeah. One point that we will talk about is this one, the verse 12. Jesus loved to the people for a reason. You know, lots of people going to Jesus and they want to hear what Jesus will say. And also Jesus is giving everything that they need. On that event, on that moment, on that day, he said, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Okay? One thing that we can directly recognize that Jesus is introducing himself, who he is. Do you think now, for this very moment, do you think you know Jesus? Do you think Jesus introduced himself to you and you know him? Like this one, he is the light of the world. Do you believe that in this passage that Jesus is telling the truth? Do you believe that? Okay, let's see. To show himself, I am the light of the world. So if Jesus is the light of the world, he must be bright. Wherever he go, he shed light. And there is no gray part of his life. He always shared a light. And when and whoever follow me will never walk in darkness but will have the light of life. B, to invite people for him. Whoever follows me. Look the word. Whoever. There is no qualification. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a... No! Jesus is not looking something in you. Jesus don't have anything in need anything from you. You have something to need for Jesus, and Jesus is giving this to you freely. Hallelujah. What is that? Be as he is, but will have the light of will have the light of the life. So if you come to Jesus, you are expecting something. The people come him, and he has number one that the people came to Jesus is to get something to him. Like for example, if you have illness, diseases, or some big problem, people come to Jesus that they might have solution in their needs, and Jesus might give them a peradventure. It is not sure enough that they will receive what they want in Jesus. But here, look at the word that he said, but will have the light of life. Do you think it is only a light? It is only a light that he is talking about? I think it is all that we need. I think it is all that will send to us everything that is not well understood by us. He will give everything for us so that he shed light that we can see our way, our path. And not just a particular light or life. It is everything in us. Second, contesting Jesus, rejection come in an early stage. The Pharisees challenge him. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Who is the Pharisees? I hope you know the Pharisees. They are the religious leader. They are the intellect. They are the one that teaches the law. They are the respected one. And you know, the meaning of Pharisees is actually different. They are separate. They are much more higher. They are much more holy. That is the meaning of Pharisee. So this Pharisee came along with Jesus in the crowd. I think they were there not just to rebuke Jesus, but to find out what Jesus will tell or will say. And they will, instead of receiving that as a good blessing, they rebuke Jesus because of everything that they have. Not because they want to destroy what Jesus is saying, no. I think they want to know something there. And when the thing come in their ear, and it is not the same in their heart, they reject it. Sometimes this is what we are doing in our life. If it is come from others, we will not receive it. We will not take it. But if it will come to us, it is accepted. But here, you know, Jesus knows their mind and their heart. But he is still connecting with them. Okay? Ma'am, can you... facts to consider. Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I am from where I am going, but you have no idea where I am." Look, Jesus is talking what we have. Today, Jesus understands what you are, what I am. And here, Jesus said, "I know you don't know me." He said, "Okay, but you have no idea." Means been a little bit thing from Jesus, who Jesus is. They have no idea. They have no understanding. They have nothing in Jesus. That's why they talk about like this one. So he said, but Jesus still continued to give them what they need. He is not rebuking here. He is teaching them. He said, "You judge by human standard." Of course, this is our way. The measurement that we know, the understanding, the unit that we use, and how we evaluate things, we study things, like you. You are so high in education, high in everything, so searching things to prove that this is true. You know, Jesus is not like that. He don't want a human standard. You know, when you come to heaven, the human standard, all those units, we cannot use anymore. Because you can fly there, so you don't need any weighing system. Or you want to find how many kilo you are, you know. You don't need that anymore. You don't need any barometers or anything. When you get there, you cannot distinguish fruits, because one tree bears 6 different kinds of fruits. How can you study that? You know, here if you plant an apple, of course the tree will come out and will bear apple. But if it will bear a different like mango, it is a miracle. You know, it is not ordinary thing. So the human standard is far way behind the standard of God. Here he said, I pass judgment on no one. Some people I hear the testimonies and they say, oh, God give me this this ailment so that I can call to him. Oh my God. And all the prisoners, the minister in the prison, one time this one guy, he gave his testimony and he said, oh God, bring me here, bring me in so that I can hear his word. I said to him, wait a minute. Is it God are involved in your using your drugs, selling drugs? God tell you, oh, you sell drugs that you can be jailed. Oh my God. And now they are blaming, always blaming God for their sad stories. Look at this one. Jesus said, I judge no one. If he is not judging us, of course, he is not punishing us. So, are you with me? Yeah. Okay. Then, teaching us. But if I do judge, look, the word, what is the difference here? If. It means to say, it is, he did not do it. He is just preparing or saying that if he will do, but he is not doing because he said earlier, I pass no judgment. Now, if you want him to put in judging, he said, if I do judge, my decisions are true because I am not alone. If I judge, meaning he's not really judging people, and he's putting himself on the situation that we understand. So, ma'am, please. Okay. On the things that we know, if in your own law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true, so he uses our standard on the way of how we live so that we understand him. He did not cross the way that we live or the standard that we are using. He did not cross it, but he used it so that we might understand him. Look, he said, I am one who witness for myself, and other witness is the Father who sent me. Okay. There you are. Who knows this? Does anyone can prove that this is true and he knows that the Father in heaven and Jesus are the same in thought, in everything? We don't know that. This is a mystery. For us, it is a mystery. But he is telling to the people that my Father and I are one and we are sharing everything. Did they understand that? Hello? Did they understand that? No! Let us see. Then they ask him, where is your Father? Look that. Look what they are saying. He said, where is your Father? So they don't know. That is the evidence to them that they don't know what Jesus is talking about. We are too. We don't know everything what Jesus is talking about unless he give us the understanding. You know, this passage, there are a lot of theory came out. And what is the right? What is the true? This is the question. What is came from God? We have such flooded theologies. When I came first here, Andy asked me one very good question. He said, "What do you think of church?" I think today, church is full of theory, but less Jesus. Are you here with me? That is true. That is my observation. You cannot just do anything for Jesus. And if something that you do to Jesus, some people will be mad at you. You know, I have one film that I, really, in my heart, I wanted to show it to you. But one man said to me, "Oh no, you cannot do that here, because you might offended someone and he might sue you." Oh my God. Yeah. So this is what we are now. From time of Jesus until now, this is our position. If Jesus will not help us to understand him, you cannot understand that. Then they asked him, "Where is your father? You do not know me or my father." Jesus replied, "If you knew me, you would know my father also." There you are, the formula Jesus has given. If you know Jesus, exactly, you will know God the Father who sits on the throne of heaven. You will know straight away. And that is a very good gift for us. Because if you will not know surely Jesus, you will not know the Father. If you're still doubting on your position as Christian, how can I say that? You will never know God the Father. Okay? Okay. So, brothers and sisters, I would like you to know that it is not the preacher, it is not a person beside you that will make change to you, that will make change your life, that will open up a new horizon in you. It is only Jesus. Nothing more, and no one else. So that's why every short story of the Bible, he's talking about us. He's teaching us through his word. He gave us the understanding. You know, even a single word that came out to Jesus' mouth is very important. You know, one night I was just reading my Bible and I passed by the word "if." You know, I stopped there and there's something that struck me, that this word "if." You know, Jesus telling me that this "if," it represents my freedom. It represents my choice. It represents me. That if you will continue in my word, meaning I have the decision in myself, I will continue reading his word. If you, that is your decision. And you know, you will not just decide for yourself. And the thing that we are involving in to Jesus is not 100% yours. All of them came from Jesus. Okay, see this verse. It's very powerful verse that we can share to each other. He said, He spoke those words while teaching in the temple. Okay? Temple court near the place where the offering were put. Look at that verse, one paragraph that's saying something to us. It's not just a story. It's telling something to us. One, teaching by the word. And then, what? Offering. All are in your hands. Yet, no one sees him. No one can stop Jesus. He will work on you. Even though you are rejecting, even though we are not receiving anything or just taking it clearly to ourselves, we deny it, Jesus will not stop. He will do his work for you, for me, so that what? Here is the number one things that he want us to understand. All time in Jesus' work are appointed. It is not by luck. It is not by chance. It is all appointed. This day is appointed to every one of us here. We gather here. Not just us. Some people have that in mind to come here in this place, but did not come. Why? They decided. But Jesus are calling them to be here. And you are a winner. Hello. You are victorious. You are more than conqueror. I know you have a different hindrances. You have a soul flooded of reason not to come here. Am I right? Yeah. Because Satan is very active 24/7. He's not going to the he's not in the other places of this world. He's not in Lebanon. He's not in anywhere else that there are war. He is always where? In the house of the believers. Most especially the people like this. But if you are a more than conqueror, you will always do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's all appointed time for us, that everything that we do in Christ is an appointed time for us. So I have no more time. And I am Rolando de Guzman. I am from the Philippines in the province of Cavite, and leading the church, Cavite Open Door Commission Church. We are born by the Odyssey or the Open Door Church. Last year, they come to the Philippines and do the mission, and when they come back here in the UK, the church is born. And now we are running in 1 year old. So we are the babies of the Odyssey. And they are our mother. They born us last year. And all this this coming November 1, they will return to the Philippines and make another mission to help the Filipinos to be born again. And it is a very great pleasure for us that they are helping us to our people to be born again. You know, there's a lot of denomination in our country. And this denomination are continually growing. But the people, are not changing. My friend, my brothers and sister, this is what Jesus is telling to us now. if you are with Jesus, if you are born again, you will shed light. And changes come in our life. And we are a light bearer in this world. Jesus said, you are the light and salt of this earth. And it is not to become. No, you are already made by God as a light and salt of this earth. Good morning to every one of us.